Part 8, The Loser's Lair. Chapter 55, The Crater. "It's not too far, don't worry," said Compass, her brass case clattering over the stones. Even so, Jack soon had a stitch again, and his sore feet were frozen, but he didn't care at all. All he could think about was Sippy, who'd stood and let the loser scoop him up, because he thought Jack didn't love him. They'd only run a short way when they saw a fiery red glow on the horizon, which grew wider and brighter as they approached. "It's right ahead," said Compass. "See that fire? The loser lives in a hole in the middle of a crater, and he burns a fire all year round. After he's sucked out the enlivened part of a thing, and taken what he wants of their bodies, he burns up the rest in the flames." Jack felt a shiver of fear, but didn't slow down. He had to save CP if he could. There was no turning back. The closer to the loser's lair they approached, the bigger and brighter the fiery glow became, and at last the ground began to slope downward. Jack could see a wide hole in the middle of the crater, like a volcano from which a crisp black smoke was issuing. He looked up at the sky above the loser's lair. There were no finding holes here at all. "Stop, Compass," Jack panted, coming to a halt. "I'll go alone now." "Nonsense," said Compass excitedly. "I've never been in the loser's lair before. What a thrill. What an adventure. You know what my motto is?" "Was it something about a radish?" asked Jack, who couldn't quite remember. "There was a moral," said Compass. "I meant socks in the north and umbrellas for best. But when it's all going south, take a friend. You can't meet the loser alone." "I can, Compass," Jack told her. "I must. You're too important to lose. Things need a hero out here on the waste, and you're the only clever and brave enough to survive." "What? What a nice thing to say," said Compass. "Things never pay me compliments. They are usually running away so fast, they forget." "Well, I won't forget you, whatever happens," said Jack. "Goodbye, Compass, and thank you for everything." And he ran down the slope toward the hole in the ground, turning back just once to wave while he knew Compass could still see him. Jack descended the steep slope, sliding and stumbling on loose rocks and stones. He went as fast as he dared, half blinded by the fire and smoke coming from the hole in the middle of the crater. And soon his pajamas had dried out completely in the heat, and he began to cough from the thick black smoke, which didn't smell like a wood bonfire, but he reeked of burning plastic, fabric, and foam. And then, just when Jack was wondering how much farther he'd have to go, his feet now burning on the hot rubble, he slid on loose pebbles and, unable to stop, found himself tumbling into the hole. Down he fell through the smoke into an underground lair, and for a few seconds he was sure he was going to land in the flames and that he'd never see Mom or CP again.